Let's go back to Yuches Amud Aleph, and let's see if we can finish this. The next few lines of Gemara, there's a slight change in what the Gemara is doing now. Whereas beforehand, the Gemara was darshaning out, and the Gemara was giving up. We'd have to tease out Havaminas here in this. From now on, at this point in the Gemara, it's a little bit different because the Gemara now is going to have a bunch of these mahus or dilmas, which would sound like two logical possibilities. Okay. And again, there's a shift also in the emphasis, because now we're getting into the issue of Lishma. Up to this point in time, we didn't really see anything about Lishma. Now the Gemara pulls a Lishma on us, and we're going to have to figure out how that works. So the Gemara says, So it says, So what's Allah? Okay, the Gemara says, Bai Rava, Kasav Shtei Megilos Lishtei Sotos. So what did the Kohen do? It's a very busy day in the Mikdash. Okay, very busy. Turns out there are two sotas coming in, okay? So what does a Kohen do? He writes two megillas for two sotas, okay? Umachan lekos letzoch kos echad. And what does he do? He does the mechika into one kos, okay? So let's get our tools together, right? So we have our woman, right? We have our megillah, right? Our megillah. And we have our water. And we have the cup, okay? And remember, what's in the cup? The water, okay?
With the dirt.
Yes. So the Gemara is treating the kos now, and I'm not giving anything away, in a sense, separate from the water. It's saying that, okay, well, I wrote two megillas, so I have one for each sota, and then I try to be efficient about mechika, and I put it into one kos. So mahu. So do we say, ksiba l'shma ba'inan? Right, va'ika? So do we say that, well, listen, all I require is ksiva lishma, which means writing the Megillah for every specific, for the specific sota, which a Kohen did. But you don't need for mechika, right? Mechika does not require lishma. O dilma ba'ina nami mechika lishma. Or do we say that mechika lishma is required as well? Okay? Now, before we get to the intim salomar, which is the Gemara's attack on this, okay, or modification, the Gemara doesn't give us much information here, okay? So how do we define these two possibilities? Again, do we say that is mechika lishma or not? All right, so what would you say? This is an easy step. No, I understand what Sean's trying to do. I'm just not sure if I buy the assumption. But I mean, in other words, and it seems like everybody's jumping on why you would need a separate mechika lishma. No one seems to be going with the other side, like why you wouldn't need it. Although, but the way you're saying it, Sean, you're saying it in a way where you don't need a mechika lishma because the lishma is already there. Yeah. Lishma is present in the water, right? Yeah. But then the other side would say what, though? The other side, it's not present in the water? It's just weird.
Well,
When can I say that... There's too many things going on. When can I say that the Megillah Sota is complete?
By Mechika.
There's Mechika for sure is the completion of that. Because I can now say, because as long as the letters are still on there, you can't say it's completed the process of Megillah Sota. It's the removal of the letters, and now you can say the Megillah is complete, okay? But the question now, the Gemara is now turning to, there's, when we look at the Maisa Mechika, okay, what are you using to erase the Megillah with?
Water.
Okay? Okay. So on a very basic level, if I asked you, water. Now let me ask another question. What does Lishma normally mean in Halacha? What does Lishma do? Like, for instance, when a person writes a Sefer Torah, I have to write a Lishma, right? Why is Lishma so important? What does it do? Okay, and without lishma, for situations where you require lishma, without lishma, you can't produce the halacha chal hashem, right? Lishma in halacha always means that my lishma is what now allows the chal hashem to emerge. In other words, there's the actions, right? The physical actions, let's say, or materials, but ultimately the gavra's lishma, right, is what will produce the chal hashem of the megillah. Let's say back siva, okay? Okay. So the question is, when it comes to the water, there's two logical ways that you could look at two simple ways, look at what the water is, right? In other words, everyone agrees you have to do a separate Maisa Mechika. But I would ask, why would you ever have to do a Lishma, right? Because it doesn't matter what the water is. There's nothing unique about the water, right? There's nothing in the substance of water itself that tells me anything unique. It doesn't matter what water I use. Forget where it comes from. That doesn't matter. But that's a separate issue. That's only because it happens to be there. But there's nothing in the water itself that in any way, shape, or form indicates something unique. In the Megillah, I could point to something. I could say, I wrote down the alos. I have the curses in this document, right? I have a klaf, etc. Megillah Sota has a natural halachic expression as being a Megillah. meaning the natural result of this Megillah Sota, since it's a new object, right, is to be something halakhically unique. That naturally emerges when a Megillah Sota is. But you wouldn't say that by water. Well, why would you say that by water? The water has a purpose of utility. Like you're saying, Yosef, ultimately, she has to drink the water. And the Megillah Sota, like I said before, really she should drink the Megillah, so to speak. But that can't happen. So because you can't eat a Megillah. So I'm saying the drinking of the water contains, so to speak, the elements of the Megillah Sota. That's what she's drinking, right? So why would you ever assume you need a lishma, the ma'isa mechika has to be on the lishma? Meaning like this, meaning as long as the water is part of the halachic process of sota, so am I following all the requirements? Of course. So why would you need to be lishma? Why would you need to be lishma? To me, the harder side is why it has to be lishma. Okay. Go ahead, Yos. But what's unique about the ma'isa mechika here? Okay, in general, it's not such a deep thing. It's just we need to use this to set up the next step in the Gemara. Okay, what's unique about the Maisa Mechika? Right, so Mechika is at a very interesting, it's a very interesting point in the Sota process, because on the one hand, I can say that now my Megillah Sota is complete. Right, it's complete, no question about it. Right, I think this is what you were saying. If I hold it, if I just focus from the completion of the Megillah Sota standpoint, so then I can just argue that the last step of the ksivas of the entire Megillah Sota is putting into the water. So since I started off with Lishma, so what I'll do is separate Lishma for. Okay? But what else does the Mechika do? There's something else it does. In other words, you guys are kind of hinting at it. You just don't realize it. What?
No, you just said that though.
No, no. One thing, in other words, it's like a Venn diagram. Okay? On the one end, it completes one arc of the Sota process, because I could say with Mechika, now the Megillah Sota is done. Okay, then I want to eat Lishma,
yeah,
right?
It begins the next,
which is what?
The water.
Oh, but now the through Mechika, what happens to the water? Right, the water is now what? The water is now roy for her to drink, right? So was that what you're saying?
I think that's what I'm saying.
I said maybe I agree with what you're saying, but you have to understand that's why it's a mahu in the Gemara. Because you have a step in the process here that on the one end is the completion of A, but the other hand is the koveya of the B. So how would you know which way to go? There's no way you can know for sure to go, because logically speaking, it has both identities. On the one hand, I can say the Megillah Sota is complete, right? When it's erased, I've done what I have to do from a Megillah Sota standpoint. But on the other hand, right, as when I do Mechika, what now happens to the water, right? The water now is her water to drink. Now, Yosef, I think you were kind of saying this. It could be the idea of Lishma is that she has to drink, let's make up a name, Jennifer, okay? Jennifer has to drink Jennifer's water, right? So if the Mechika is not done Lishma, how could the water reflect that it's Jennifer's water? It won't be able to reflect such a thing. You know what I mean? So that's a very simple Chakira. The question, the Mechika stands at a convergence point. On the one hand, it's the completion of A. On the other hand, it's the Koveya of B. So that's why the Gemara is unsure of what's required here, whether Lishma is required or not. If it's the completion of something, there's no need for Lishma. If it's starting something new, then I can argue, make a good argument why it has to be Lishma. Very simple, it's a simple Chakira. Okay? And I think it fits in nicely what we were saying before. Okay. Is that clear? Good. So now the Gemara says, the Imtim Solomar, but now let's say you want to say it's Lishma. Let's say you want to say it's Lishma. Okay? Excuse me. Sorry, let me get the screen back up. Sorry, hold on. Okay. The Gemara says, Vimtim Salomar, Halav Dida. I'm sorry. Vimtim Salomar, Ba'ina Nami Mechika Lishma. Let's say you say that you do require Mechika Lishma, right? Mechakein Bebez Kosos, Vichazar of Irvan. Okay, so what did the guy do? So he's Mochek, right, into two separate Kosos. Okay? And this is the. For those people who like kashrus, this is a classic kashrus case. So what did the Kohen do? He did mechika of Sota A's Megillah in one cup, and then mechika of Sota B ladies in a second cup. Okay? And then what did he do? V'chazav Irvan. And then he went and then took both cups and then mixed them into one, or whatever, mixed one cup into the other. So now you have mixed water. So mahu. So do we say mechika lishma ba'inan va'ika? Well, have a mechika lishma, right? Which you're going to have to explain how it's a Mechika Lishma. You need to explain to me how that's erasing Lishma if they're both mixed up in the cup together. Or do I say, Odilma halavdida kashasya, halavdida kashasya? Or do I say no? Do I say that, what's the problem? The problem is that she has to what? What does it mean to say lavdida kashasya?
She has to drink her water.
She has to drink her water. Now, if she's going to drink the both waters from one cup, meaning sota woman, sota A and sota B, what's she drinking when she drinks the water?
Sota A and B.
A and B. Now, this is refining what lishma means, okay? But what are the two logical possibilities? So what would you say? Just to give you guys help you out, this is one of the most classic. Sometimes there are certain svaras that you can find throughout Shas. This is one of them, okay? And it comes from, like I mentioned, kashrus. It comes from an area in kashrus. Many areas in kashrus, but it's also in Borer and many other areas. It always has to do with how Tarovis works. Very simple. What are the two logical possibilities here? The Gemara is saying, let's say you want to say it is Lishma. You acquire Lishma. So how would it work in this case? If you're a Lishma person, if you're saying that the Mechika is really Koveya, the water for her to drink, so now the question is, okay, well, the Gemara's question is, okay, well, let's say you are that person. How far are you willing to go? Right? Would you say if the waters were mixed, would you say that, well, I did mechika lishma, or do I say halav dida kashasya? Right? That, again, another new idea that Gemara is introducing, she has to drink her own water. Okay? Okay. I think what Avi was saying, and then Sean's adding to it, I think that's the approach you gotta take here. The simple approach is the classic question in Tarovis. Classic question in Tarovis always is, what happens when you mix two things together? Right? Do you say that A and B can still retain some independence, meaning I create a hybrid. Meaning when I mix A and B together, what I really have in front of me, it's like, think of oil and water. I have A and I have B, and they're coexisting. Or do I say when I mix A and B together, because A and B interact with each other, now they produce a new substance, okay?
So as I said to Sean, it's whether or not Lishma is...
Right. So if you say it's A, B... So then what I would say is, well, you can't say the sota's not drinking her water. She is. Her water is there. She's drinking, it's true she's drinking B as well. That's not a psul, but she's drinking A. Or do you say no? Do you say once you mix them together, because it's a new identity, so now the whole idea of lishma is gone. That's the only thing I'm thinking a little different to you. But lishma's out. You can't have a lishma when you mix them together. You've destroyed lishma. Because, and by the way, that fits into classic mimimino, because you can't differentiate one from the other. Even though abstractly they're differentiated, halachically speaking, you can't differentiate them. So that's the Gemara's Mahu here. Okay? So now it's pushing the idea of Lishma. Because if I can't say, let's say I mix regular wine and yain nesach together. Okay? So what do I have in front of me now? Would you say that I have half, let's say, yain regular and half yain nesach? Or would you say no, by mixing them together, right? So now, the soul identities of the yain are lost. So you know what we say usually? We say it's lost because we say it's usser. Because we say that now the tarobus has a new definition. Now let's say you say vimtim salomar halav didak kashasya halav didak kashasya. Now let's build off of mechika lishma. Let's say not only does it have to have mechika lishma, but the shasi has to be lishma. Okay. Chazar v'chilkan mahu. Now what if? So what did the guy do? Okay, what did he do?
Mixes them and then divides them back up.
Right. Mix them and then divides them back up. Okay? So do we say mahu, yesh brera or ain brera? What's yesh brera and ain brera? It's fascinating. It's fascinating how the Gemara, you see it's like getting to more and more details. Because now we know, we're saying at this point that her shasi has to be lishma, meaning she has to drink, right? Let's say for now, lishma means she has to drink her water. Okay? But now it's an amazing idea, because what I would say to myself is her water means the water that was set aside for her. Okay, why would you think if I mix the kosos together, right, which means I have a tarovis, right? Again, there's no question when the water's mixed, now it's a new substance, whatever, right? And then I re-split it back up into her own kos. Why would I think if it's in her own kos, which is yesh brera, why would I think now that it's a shasiyah lishma? Why would I think that?
Oh.